Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are grateful today. We are grateful for everything that God is doing. Yes, things that we see and things that we don't see. Because we know He's working it out. He's working it out on our behalf. Because that's what He does. That is who He is. He is great. Great. Yes, He's great and mighty. Help me, God, to be merciful, sympathetic, tender, responsive, and compassionate to others, even as You are all of these to me. Now listen to that again. This is in Luke chapter 6 and verse 36. Help me. Help me, God, to be merciful. Yeah. And sympathetic. Think about that. Sympathetic. To be tender, responsive. And compassionate. Yeah. Isn't that something? To others, He says, to others, even as You are all of these to me. And He is. That's what He is. He's merciful. He's compassionate. He's sympathetic. He's tender. He's responsive. And He is compassionate. Oh, He is compassionate to all of us. This is Luke and 36. Let us pray. Father God, we just come today thanking You. Thanking You for everyone that's present. Thanking You, God, for just life itself, Master. We are just grateful today, God. We are grateful for how You protect us, how You keep us, oh God. We are grateful today, Lord. Master, we ask, oh God, that You look upon our enemies, God. We ask that You bless our enemies, God, those who plot and plan against us, God. We ask You, God, to draw them nigh to You, Master. We ask You right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That You look upon this country, God. Those that are in need, Master, You know there are food lines everywhere, God. Oh, God, we ask that You prick the heart of men who are in power, who are in control, God. Remove them, Master. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus. Remove those stony hearts, God. Those hearts that are contrary, oh, God, to the need of Your people. We ask You now. In the name of Jesus, to look upon our children. Yes. Those that are going without, those that are not seeing their parents, their grandparents, God. Master, we ask You to hold us, God. To show us the way, God. To give us joy, unspeakable joy, even in this pandemic. Give us joy, God. That only You can give us, Master. You're the only one that can show us some joy. You're the only one, God, can show us how to be content. Oh, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus. Look upon the weary grandparents, God, those that are in the homes, God, those who have lost their spouses. Master, we ask You now to hold them, oh, God. Let them know that it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay because You're in charge. You are in charge. Oh, God, we ask You right now in the name of Jesus to look upon those who don't know where the next meal is coming from, God. We ask You to show us who are with arms wide open. Show us who we can help. Show us, God, where we can go, what we can do, how we can do it. Show us, God, how to get up and go do something. Get up and go see about someone else. Show us, God, how to do it. How to do it. How to start. How to move, God. Move, Master, on your behalf. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that we'll be careful to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor because it's in your name, Jesus the Christ. And we say amen, amen, amen. We know that this is the time of year where people are getting ready to have a holiday. This is what they call it. They say it's a holiday. But we know that it's Jesus' birthday. Yeah. It's Jesus' birthday. Yeah. And for some strange reason, for Jesus' birthday, we all like to have a present. Isn't that something? Yeah. We all want to have a present for Jesus' birthday. Now, Jesus is not like that for our birthday. But for his birthday, we all want to have a present. Yeah, yeah. So, we have adapted to buying each other a gift and sharing some type of monetary something or something with kids or something with our elders. We have grown to do this. Yeah, yeah, we have. We've grown up expecting a gift when it's Jesus' birthday. Yeah, and this is the time of year that giving should be from our hearts. Yeah, it should be the heart. That's where the gift should come from. It's not coming from out of a need or out of being contrary or just giving because you gave me something. No, but it's a giving from the heart. And today it has to be the gift that is needed. A gift that is needed. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. And we know that in Luke 6 and 36, it says, help me, God, to be merciful, to be sympathetic, to be tender, to be responsive and compassionate to others, even us who you are doing this to us. Yeah, you're doing this to me. The same way that you're treating me, God, help me to be able to treat others the way you're treating me. That's what we're saying here. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. To give, and you will receive, huh? It's going to be pressed down, shaken together, and it's going to run over. That's what the scripture says in your giving. Yeah. Yeah, your giving could be just sympathetic. It could be an ear. It could be a kind word. Oh, giving has a lot of verbs, a lot of verbs and adjectives behind giving. Yes. Give me an ear. Give me your voice. Yeah, give me your concerns. Give me your compassionate. Compassion. Mm-hmm. Give me your tenderness, your thoughtfulness, giving. Yeah, yeah. So we're just going to move on into our lesson. And as we move into this lesson, I want you to keep your mind open to tonight is our third Friday of the month. And the third Friday of each month is our next generation. Yeah, that's who we address, the next generation. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, the next generation. Now, when we say that, we know the next generation doesn't necessarily have to be a young person because when you are new in Christ, listen to what I'm saying. When you're new in Christ, you're another generation because the old things are passed away. So that was a generation back there, the old. And so now you're into the new. So you're in another generation, a generation where Christ reigns, where Jesus is. So open up your heart and open up your mind to the idea of next generation. Yes, yes. So care to be different. Boy, I had a hard time growing up believing that I was different. Believing this. Why? Because I had an aunt that always sung this song. And it was a song that you are different. Go get your water. Go get your water. You are different. This was the name of the song. You are different. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want that. I wanted to be like friends. I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to fit in the crowd. I wanted to be just like everyone else. I didn't want to be different. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody else out there want to be like their friend? Have taken on some of their friend's characteristics. Even now as I'm talking, you know you're doing things that your friend does. That is not you. That is not your personality. But you refuse to be different. You refuse. But God had other plans. Yeah, God has other plans. Yeah. Even though we may have this plan that I want to be with the crowd, I want to be with everybody else, I want to be like them and all, God has another plan. Next generation, He has another plan. He has other plans for many of you. You have another plan. Your plan may be that you want to be with the crowd. You want to be with they used to call it the in crowd. That's what, back in the day, it was the in crowd. You want to be with the in crowd. You want to talk like them. You want to sound like them. You want to do what they do, and you want to just change your whole thing and be with the in crowd. Yeah, if you were pastor's kid, or if you was a church girl, you still wanted to be with the in crowd. You wanted to be with your friends. You wanted to do what they were doing. But remember, you are different. That was something that I always heard. You are different. I hated to hear that. You are different. And I used to say, how am I different? And I'd stand up in the mirror and I'd look at myself, and I didn't see anything different about me. I looked like everybody else. Why? When people used to hurt me and say things and I didn't like, I would be ready to latch out at them and want to tell them off. And then my aunt would say, but you don't do that. Because you're different. And I couldn't believe, how was I different? Why I couldn't have those emotions? Why I couldn't be frustrated? Why I couldn't say some of those words that I used to try so hard to say? And even my friends would tell me that it didn't sound right. It didn't even sound right when I tried to use bad words. It didn't come out right. And they would laugh at me. Why? Because I was different. Are you listening to me? Next generation. Yeah. No need to try to dress like them. No need to do that. No need to feel so uncomfortable, even though you know this is not what you like, but you just want to go with the flow. No need to do that. You're different. No need to try to talk and use foul language. No need to try to do that. Yeah, because you're different. Yeah, you are different. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking to you. You're different. You may not see it that way. You may not understand it that way, but just so happen, you are different. So let me be your choir 15 more minutes. Let's say 15 more minutes. Let me sing this song to you. You are different. No need in being with a guy that you're being spoken down to. You're hearing all kind of negative thoughts and all kind of negative words coming from this particular young man. No need to do that because you are different. You are different. Yeah, some of us are different. You are so different that you're special, handpicked, at an early age. But you may not know it. You're different. Yeah. Yeah, let me explain to you what I have come to understand by way of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Ephesians 1 and verse 4 is where we're going to start. And it says that, for he, God, chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. What am I saying? God chose us. He chose you and he chose me. To be handpicked. Hand created. Specially molded and shaped. Our obligation is to live what? Holy and righteous. No matter how hard we try to do the wrong thing, no matter how hard we try to be with the wrong people. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Next generation, you're holy. The righteousness lives in you. It's there. It's ever present. It will manifest. Next generation, you're different. Yeah, different. You're singled out. You're called to attention. You have been purchased. Glory to God. You have been purchased. Purchased by God. Yeah, yeah. What a price. Oh, what a price that was paid for you. Purchased, acquired, something that paid for. That is who you are. You are special. Matthew 6 and 12 tells us, 6 and 12, it says that Jesus paid our debt that we owed. See, sin is a debt. It's a debt to God. It's a debt we were unable to pay. We couldn't pay it. We had no means. We had no ability in order to pay the debt. We couldn't. Yeah. We weren't worthy enough to do that. Yeah. Because we were mixed in it. We were in it too deep. We had no means. We had no means. We couldn't fix it. Yeah. But there was one that had the ability. Yeah. Glory to God. Had the ability to fix it for you and to fix it for me. Look at this. Esther chapter tells us that the king had placed a decree. Yeah. Which was proclaimed where the king would get concubines. He would get maidens. Yeah, yeah. So the decree went out, and it was known that all over the land that the king was looking for a concubine. He was looking for one. In those days, sometimes they were looking for many. Well, Esther, she had grown up under the care of Mordecai. And Mordecai was a righteous man. He was a man that had been anointed by God. He was a man that knew God personally. Yeah, yeah. He walked with God. He knew God. And he sought God. And he lived a godly life. Oh, glory to God. But you see, with Esther, Esther's parents died. And Mordecai and his wife stepped up and decided that they were going to raise Esther. And so if you were going to live under the roof of Mordecai, you were going to be a person that was holy. You would be a person that would be righteous. You would be one who would be pure. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Next generation. So Mordecai stressed to Esther the importance of being pure, yeah, to staying away from sexual immoralities, to stay away from that, how to be pure and how to be clean and how to be chastened for her mate or her husband. Yeah. So here we see in the book of Esther that the king had the eunuch, and the eunuch was in charge of the females. He was in charge of the maidens. He was in charge of grooming them and preparing them to meet the king. Yeah. So here we see that Esther had favor with the eunuch. Yeah, favor. Favor. Favor is something that you can't buy. You can't buy favor. When you get favor, you will know it's favor. Yeah, because people will have a special thing for you. They will have a special kindness. They will go out their way just for you. And that is what the favor of God looks like. Yeah, yeah. The extraordinary kindness, the extraordinary grace, the extraordinary love and kindness that only God, it can only come through him. So here we see that the eunuch was showing Esther this type of favor. And so Esther became one of the maidens that was chosen to go before the king. Now listen to this. Esther, she was different. I just told you. She was different. Mm-hmm. She was different and she was special. And she listened to what her cousin Mordecai said to her about being pure, about being a virgin. For this is what was required for Esther to be able to be in the presence of the king. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Next generation, you're special. Special! You may not understand it right now. You may not want to accept it. You may not want to accept the fact that you're different. Yeah. You may not want to accept the fact that you're set apart. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can have friends. I'm not saying you have to live a life of isolation and you don't have to be, you don't need to be with anyone. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just letting you know how special you are in the eyes of God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here we see Esther. She continued to win favor over the eunuch, and later we see that Esther was in the king's palace. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Why? She was special. Mm-hmm. She was different. And she was told that she was different. And that there was a way that she should carry herself because she was different. Yes. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 36. We're going to move quickly. Luke chapter 1, 36, we see that an angel named Gabriel was sent. He was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth. Mm-hmm. And there we see there was a girl who had never been married. She was a virgin. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph. Now, we know this story. We've heard this story many times. Yeah. But this girl was different. She was different. Mary. She was different. Mary. She was special. Mary. She was a virgin. She had never been touched by a man. Not sexually, anyway. Mary was given favor. She was granted favor. Listen to that. Mm-hmm. Mary, her intended-to-be husband name was Joseph. Joseph from the house of David. Yeah. Yeah. And Mary, the virgin, who would have a child, who would have a child and had never been touched sexually. Yeah. But she was chosen. She was chosen. And Mary was willing to do whatever she had to do for her God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You're special. Mm-hmm. You're different. You're set apart. Going. You're unique. Uniquely, wonderfully made. Am I talking to any of you? You're wonderfully made. Yeah. Yeah. You're exceptionally created by God. Are you listening? Yeah. Listen to that. Yeah. He breathed breath into you and to me, and we all have become living souls. Living souls to be different, to be exceptionally different and set apart. But to be humble, even in this area of exceptionalness. Yeah, to be humble with it. Feel that we are more or greater than anyone else. But to humble ourselves to the most powerful God who has created us to be exceptionally different. Am I talking to you? Do you understand what I'm saying? When we have favor, we have been approved. We have support. We have support from the higher being, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we get favor from on high, you can't purchase that. There's no money in the bank that can cover that favor that only God can give us. No money. No one else has the ability to give us that favor. It only comes through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You and you are different. And you're different. Yeah. Virgin. One who has no sexual activity before marriage. That's you. That's you. So God requires us to be chaste. He requires us to be pure. He requires us to not to be polluted, polluting our body. He requires us to be holy and different and set apart and special. Next generation, let us pray. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us, God. Thank you, God, for our listeners, God. Thank you, Master, that you allow us to come and learn more about you, Master. We are grateful today. We are grateful that only you can give us, God. We ask, Master, that you bless us in the area that we need blessings in. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. We want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. And we will be back after the holiday. Yes. Yes. We will be back after the holiday. And we thank God for each one of you. And don't forget, on Sunday, God Favored Ministries with Pastor Vivian George. Same number, dial it, and listen in. Be blessed. Oh, and remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Amen.